BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's podcast, more student campaign videos, more bangers, Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth, and how many dates is acceptable in 1 week?
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.
This is BBC Radio 1.
I know that Grimmy has banned the Kardashians from the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, if you're listening this morning. There was a siren every time one of them was mentioned. Like that. And it's a blanket ban, so nobody is allowed to mention any of the K's. However, the ban hasn't reached this show yet, but generally when they are mentioned on this show, it is to make fun of them. Kylie Jenner, do you remember? At New Year, was realising just so much and just thought that this would be the year of, like, realising things.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to answer a few questions for you guys about 2016.
Okay.
Like, I feel like every year has a new energy, and I feel like this year is really about, like, the year of just realizing stuff.
Yep.
And everyone around me, we're all just, like, realizing things. 2016, looking good.
Looking good for realizing. Hey, there's another piece of online gold, which I spotted last night, on Kourtney Kardashian's Instagram. This time, it's how to eat chocolate to advertise her new app.
I am going to show you how to eat a Reese's.
This is what we do.
Yep.
Oh my God.
I said people say we have no talent.
How dare they?
Don't underestimate the talent of Kourtney Kardashian.
As you can imagine, it's got thousands of views, and comments underneath include, OMG, she picks off the chocolate first. Babe, you're the best. And OMG, Kourtney deconstructing candy is like my favourite series of all time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, just remember it's Tuesday, which means we wheel in Charlie Sloth for Fat Tuesday Real or No Real at 3:40. Also, I've got one of these student election videos. I've been deluged with them. I'll have another gem for you later. Talking to a mate last night who had 3 dates last week, by the way. He's been busy on the dating apps. He thinks 3 isn't acceptable. Can anyone let me know? Is that too much? 3 dates in 1 week.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Zoe's been on in Manchester going, all right, show off. Try 3 dates in 3 years. I think your friends are doing all right. Could you spill the beans, please? What's the secret? I'll tell you the secret, Zoe. Dating apps. All the dates. Toya in Cornwall thinks 3 dates in a week is absolutely acceptable. Emily in Cheltenham says, my friend Hester did 4 dates in 4 days. She's even done 2 dates in a day before. Okay. Matt says, I'm lucky to get 3 in a year. 3 dates in 1 week is pretty normal if you're heavy into the dating apps. That's from Ridian.
Ridian?
Oh, in Swansea. Okay, I'll report back to my friend that it's absolutely acceptable. Alfie says, depends if your friend is American or not. That's true, because in America, especially in New York, it's absolutely fine to date, like, loads of people in a week. Nobody judges you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, it's Scott here. In 1 hour, I will go up against Chris once again when we get our bangers out. Yesterday, I smashed it. I won with They Don't Know, Disciples, up against Chris's Pride's Messiah. Even though he's not here today, he said that he's going to make himself available on the phone at 2:40 because he doesn't want to miss out. I'm quite confident today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so talking earlier about my mate who thinks that 3 dates a week is too much. That's what he did last week, 3 dates. Now, he's texting me, he's not buying it. Despite you lot on text saying that 3 is totally acceptable, he's still not sure. Most of you said it's absolutely fine. I'm going to take a call here. Maybe this will convince him. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Well, I don't really want to say my name.
You want to remain anonymous?
Yes, please, if you don't mind.
Okay. What name would you like to have?
I'm going to go with Kate.
Is that a name that you like?
Yes, I like the name Kate.
Okay, now you're Kate. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
So my friend was quite worried, Kate, about having 3 dates in a week. Have you ever had a busy week of dating?
Yeah, I have. Maybe a few in a week.
Okay.
I was in a long-term relationship and then came out of that and went on a website that rings with Judge Rinder. And and I used to get called Tinderella by my friends.
Right, OK. So you were quite busy on the apps.
Yeah, I was quite busy. And I realised that actually going out on all these dates, the cost was actually mounting up a fair bit. You know,
yeah.
All that food and drink was costing me a fair bit of money. So I thought, why not bring it in-house?
What do you mean by in-house?
Well, my parents were on holiday for a week, so I just brought them to my house.
OK, good. Save the cost.
Yeah, pretty much.
So instead of going out, you brought them round to yours?
Yeah. And I kind of had the same format for each date.
OK, right. So can I go through the week with you?
Yeah, sure.
Monday, go.
Yeah, Monday was boy one. He came to my house and I have a pizza oven. So I made the dough, I made pizza sauce, I had all the toppings ready to go.
You've got a pizza oven?
Yeah.
In your house?
Yeah, at my back garden. Oh,
this is a game changer.
Yeah, really romantic.
Wow. Okay, so boy one gets a pizza handmade by yourself on Monday.
Yep. Have a few drinks, then my two friends are sitting around the corner from my house in the car. And as soon as boy one leaves, I give him the heads up, boy one is gone. They come into my house, eat the leftover pizza, have a chat, have a laugh, get the gossip.
Brilliant.
And, the same format for the rest of the week.
Okay. Do you remember that dating show back in the day where, like, there'd be experts watching from another room? It's like that. And and giving them dating advice.
Yeah, and we used to rate them out of 10.
Yeah, that's right. And they used to come into the room after and go, you did well.
Yeah, no, but my friends would actually come in and go, what's that one out of 10? Like, we would rate them out of 10.
Okay, so what was he out of 10, as a matter of interest?
Boy number one was about a 4 out of 10.
Okay, let's move on to Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Tuesday was the exact same scenario, just a different boy.
Different boy, okay. So yeah. He comes in and, once again, you've made the dough of the pizza.
Yeah, we're putting on the sauce, like, I reach for an onion, he reaches for an onion, our hands touch, you know, we're making eye contact, it's so romantic.
Sounds perfect.
Candles burning.
And out of 10?
Out of 10, he was about a 6.
Okay, so yeah. It's getting better.
Yeah, it's getting better, yeah.
And now Wednesday?
Uh-huh. Wednesday was the same again, with a different boy.
Mm-hmm. Was it exactly the same pizza every day? Because it's Wednesday now and, like, you're bored of the toppings, aren't you?
Yeah, so I definitely changed up the toppings. So Monday I would go for a kind of pepperoni. Tuesday I'd cook up a bit of chorizo. Wednesday was some mushroom. I was basically the Craig David of pizza toppings.
You really were. The Craig David of pizza. And yeah. Out of 10, please, for Wednesday's date.
Wednesday's date, I would say, was a 5. We're starting to dip slightly.
See, I think my friend's fine, because he was worried that 3 dates is too much in a week, and you've done 3 and it's only Wednesday.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a busy week.
It really was. Moving on to Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Thursday we started to change up a bit. Obviously, I've had pizza 3 days in a row. You know, I'm starting to get a bit carby, get a bit of a food baby. So I mix it up and I go for pizza and pasta, which was a real game changer.
Right, well, that's not going to help, is it?
No.
With your massive,
it was a game changer.
Massive carb face.
Yeah, basically, bloated belly.
Yeah. So out of 10, please.
Out of 10, we'll go a 7. That was good.
Best one of the week. Okay, so 4 dates down, and Friday?
Friday was definitely the worst.
Why?
Because Friday's boy, we obviously met on that dating app, and he, during the date, after we'd made the really romantic pizza and chat and everything, he then got out his phone and went on the dating app.
Oh, during the date?
Yeah, during the date. And then showed me a girl and went, oh, do you think she's hot? And I was like, yeah, okay. And he swiped right and he went, oh, great, it's a match. And he matched with another girl on Tinder.
Wow.
Tinder date. Yeah.
That's brave, isn't it?
Yeah, so that was a way to round off the week. That's when I kind of decided enough's enough.
No stuffed crust for him?
Yeah, no stuffed crust, no mm-hmm. pasta.
And out of 10?
He was like a 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going on the app while you're on a date, that's not good.
No, not good. Not good.
So we're up to five dates now, and it's Friday. Yep. That was the worst one. Saturday and Sunday, what did you do? Chill?
Yeah, just chill with my mates Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. Tell me you didn't have more pizza.
No, we didn't have more pizza. No, no. I couldn't face. I can't look at pizza ever again. You know, I asked my dad to show me how to use the oven before he went on holiday. And by the time he came back, I was basically a pro, like I'd been doing it all my life. I can now light that oven in under 10 minutes.
Can you really?
Yeah, and he says, like, he's like, how are you so good at that? And I'm like, well, wouldn't you like to know?
Wow, so you're like pizza pro.
Basically.
Well, you must have been exhausted after all that.
Yeah, definitely. I had to take a week off work.
Did you really?
Yeah. All that entertaining knackers you out. It's like, you don't come down with me.
I know. Like, I think come down with me looks quite exhausting.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You would need to take a week off work for that. And then imagine you're cooking five nights in a row.
I know.
It was exhausting. I felt like I was in a Hell's Kitchen.
So, five dates in 5 days. Did you see any of the boys again?
No.
Not one?
I saw one for a while. But yeah, I just kind of got bored of it after that. He scored pretty well. He was a 7. I saw him for a while, but I have a boyfriend now who doesn't actually know this story, so that'll be really interesting when he hears it.
Oh, that's why you've changed your name.
Yeah, he'll know it's me though. He'll figure it out.
Okay.
But it's okay. We'll just make light of it.
Yeah, be fine.
Yeah, be fine. It's in the past. I'm a changed woman now.
And did you ever give him a stuffed crust early on?
Well, I don't think I have, actually. I don't think I've actually made him a pizza.
What are you on about? You're a pizza pro. You can light that oven in 10 minutes.
Oh, no. I really need to make him a pizza now, because he's going to be really angry when he hears this and he realises that I didn't put, like, my signature move on him.
A little bit, because actually you did it 5 times with 5 different boys in a week, just to remind you there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what, you made good use of that pizza oven.
Yeah, definitely. We've got our money's worth. Although, I don't think I'll ever look at a pizza the same again.
It's a lot in a week.
Yeah, really carby.
All right, then. Well, I'll tell my mate that it's fine to have 3 in a week.
Yeah, tell him to go for the whole 5. You know, go the whole 7. Go full Craig David.
All right, cool. All right, it's good to know. Thank you.
No worries, Scott.
Thanks for getting in touch, carby Kate.
No problem at all. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I respect that Kate wanted to remain anonymous, but ask yourself this question. How many boys have been invited to a date with a girl that has her own pizza oven? The Scott Mills Daily. It's my own fault for speaking to that girl in the first place, but I really want pizza now. Anybody else? Like, really want it. This is going to do great business for pizza oven manufacturers everywhere, because it's a sure way of getting 5 dates in a week. Lee in Grimsby's just been pricing up a pizza oven just to see. It's surprisingly expensive. Josh has been on going, please don't tell me, Scott, you would get with someone just because they had a pizza oven. The Scott Mills Daily. I went to a girl earlier that had 5 dates in 5 days and wooed them with her own pizza oven, which is just outside her house. Now, this is interesting. Mark's been on saying, I think I may have been Mr. 7 out of 10 Wednesday. I distinctly remember a pizza girl. That's Mark, if you remember him. There were 5, though. I guess their names might not come back to you. This is BBC Radio 1. Where it begins. BBC Radio 1. Ian's been on Twitter going, I think, Mills, it's time to veto student campaign videos that source out to outside singers. They should sing it themselves. I know. We were speaking to Kalani's mate yesterday. Kalani is running for one of the election posts at his university. And yep, he's not actually singing on his video of Drake. He's got his friend to do it, who is like a semi-professional singer. I know what you're saying, Ian. I don't agree with it. I've got another one of these videos for you after 3. I'm getting loads now from students everywhere. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Megan.
Hey, Megan. Where are you?
I'm in Manchester.
Oh, that last band are from Manchester.
Yeah, very topical.
Yes. Are you a fan of their work?
I don't know their work, but I'm sure I could be.
Yeah, sold out tour actually at the moment. Track of the day, you'll hear it again with Greg later on. How can I help you?
Well, I've just got an idea. I'm going to go see my brother in New York at the end of the week.
Right.
I've not seen him for about 6 months, and my whole family's going over there.
But, oh, that'd be nice. Does he live there?
No, he's just gone to uni for a year over in Canada.
Okay, right, so you're going to meet him in New York?
Yeah, so we're all going to get planes from different places, and we're going to meet in New York.
Sweet.
But I was planning, I was wondering if I should get us all New York City merchandise, so the caps, the T-shirts, the flags, key rings, and try and really do it well.
Right, so really embarrass him, you mean at the airport?
Yeah, at the airport, and also sort of travelling around as well in all the restaurants. If we can just, we're quite a normal family and we'd never do anything like that, so it could actually embarrass my my parents as well.
So you're saying that the first time everyone sees your brother at the airport, you'll be wearing like T-shirts with I Love NYC on it, like caps, merchandise, keychains, everything?
Hopefully, yeah. And also if we can get some of the old school cameras around your neck and really go all out touristy, I thought that might be quite a good idea.
Please don't.
Oh, really?
Do you know why? And I don't think I've ever said this before. I really don't like it.
Oh, no.
No, it makes me feel really on edge, and I don't know why. Like, any merchandise for, like, I Heart Anywhere just makes me, I don't know, it makes me want to kind of hold on to something tight. Do you know what I mean? Like, in a cringe way.
Oh, yeah, but I think it would be such a good idea.
I know, but, like, when I went to Miami, right, every shop had I Heart, like, perfectly good hoodies, ruined by I Heart Miami Beach on them. It's not for me.
Not for me, Megan. Might still do it. I'll let you know. Either way, I'll let you know.
Okay, if you do, could you not send me a picture, please? Because I will actually have to hold on really tight to something. I just don't like it.
Okay, I'll definitely send a picture. No worries.
Okay, and definitely don't buy... The worst things are snow globes.
Ooh.
I don't know why. I really have a problem with them. Any snow globe which is branded with the city, hate it.
I just think it'd be funny if I got it all not from New York. If I got it all in Manchester.
Well, I Heart Manchester. Where are you going to find that?
No, I love New York, but from Manchester. I think that'd be even better. That's more of an effort.
Oh, I don't know. Just don't involve me in any of it. I don't like it.
Okay, I'll say it was your idea.
Love you, bye.
Bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Okay, you know how we do this. Every day, 2:40, bangers. Hello, Chris Stark.
Hello, Scott Mills. You all right?
Yes, where are you right now, please, on your staycation?
I'm at my gran's. I'm just visiting my gran. I just bought her a Chinese.
A Chinese?
Yeah, Chinese for lunch on a Tuesday. What a dirty...
That is dirt. Yeah. You dirty...
Yeah, I know.
I can't even say what I think.
Mate, I went proper in as well. I've got her everything. Everything she ever wanted. Duck, crispy chilli beef, everything.
On a Tuesday?
On a Tuesday.
Lunchtime with your gran. That's dirty.
Mate, that's the kind of grandson I am.
Anyway... How is she? Is she all right?
She's all right. She's having a nap at the moment, mine.
Right, well, because she's full of chilli beef.
She is. She's on a Chinese high. But she did help me choose this banger this for today.
What?
She helped me choose this song.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Gonna win.
Okay.
I've got Nan's vote.
All right, so I pick a song, he picks a song,
and
your Nan, and I don't know what his is, he doesn't know what mine is. Okay, wait right there. Hi, Kate.
Hello, how are you, Radio 1?
Yes, I'm good, we're good here at Radio 1, actually. Yes, how are you?
I'm good, yeah, good. Just on the way to Oxford now, yeah.
Yeah. Are you Kate 21 off of Evesham?
I am, I'm from Evesham.
Excellent.
Small little town.
I know Evesham now, I know where it is. Near Worcester, isn't it?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, I got you. It's kind of in the countryside, isn't it, a little bit?
Yeah, it's a bit kind of in the middle of nowhere.
What do you do, Kate?
I am a student and I go to University of Worcester.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I study English and drama, that's it really.
Okay, and for that, do you get off, because I know there's two stations there, do you get off at Worcester Foregate Street or Worcester Shrub Hill?
Worcester Foregate Street,
yeah. Every time, so right back in, bang in the centre there really?
Yeah, bang in the centre and then I walk from there and then... That's it, really.
Good. Thanks for that insight. I know a little bit more about you now. That's good. Okay, Chris, what have you got?
All right. Serve then. This has the win today.
Okay. What is it?
Here we go. I thought I'd go a bit old school today after yesterday's calamity. It should have won yesterday, but I didn't. So I thought I'd go old school. This is Kasabian Empire. You can't not choose this. It's my grand favourite song. You're going to struggle to beat this.
Does she love Kasabian?
She loves this song. This is what she plays when she's getting ready.
Okay, well, wake her up then, because she might miss it.
It's got to be on. This has got to win. What have you got?
Or... Come on! Chris Brown, you haven't heard this for ages. From the very start, the ding, 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 ding is so good. Probably his finest work. Let's face it, it's not Excuse Me, Miss. Remember that? Oof, whiffy. Chris Brown, Beautiful People is my banger today. Kate.
Hello. Oh, this is a tough one. Extremely tough.
Two very different songs.
Very different.
Okay. Can I just say, I really fancy the crispy beef, though. Like the.
You fancy crispy beef?
Sound good. Yeah, the takeaway sounds pretty good.
It does. It's dirty for a Tuesday, though, I'm saying.
Tuesday. For lunchtime, why not?
I know.
Okay.
Why would you do that? Oh, yeah, go on then.
The journey's feeling like it needs a little bit of lighting up. Whoa. Yeah,
can you stop interrupting, Chris?
Hang on,
she's making her decision.
Make my grand happy.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Oh, here we go. Like trying the X Factor routine, are we?
Oh, we are. Yeah. And the winner is...
Doing it for me, Nan. Yes.
I'm going to go with Kasabian for the Nan.
Okay. I'm banning all mentions of any relatives on this game now. Don't try and pull at the heartstrings just because you want to win. Too much information, well, I said you got nothing. Harry in Shropshire's been on saying, wow, Kate had a shocker there. I'm 21 today as well. Would have been going off in the tractor to Chris Brown. Sorry about that. It's not my decision. Stephen Orsford's like, Kasabian sounds amazing. Perfect song while I'm eating ready salted crisps, waiting for my break discs to be delivered. Once again, fascinating insight there. Thanks, Steve. John in Kent says you were robbed there, like Matt Edmondson robbed Real or No Real. I know. Chris Brown, far better song. Chris, you should be ashamed. Fix. It's not a fix. It's just someone chooses one. It's got to be one of them. Mary in Bristol. Should have been Chris Brown. That is an absolute tune. I might put it back in at one point because it is a tune. So it's 1-1. I won yesterday with Disciples, They Don't Know. Chris wins today with Empire off of Kasabian.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know if you saw this last night on Twitter, but Charlie Slough is claiming that he's going to make some kind of special announcement about a guest on his show today. But he's going to do it in this show at 3:40 when he plays Real or No Real. Just to warn you, don't get your hopes up too much because, as you know with him, most stuff is made up. But he's going to do an announcement at 3:40, probably some kind of celebrity guest, which he says is coming into his show on One Extra, but probably isn't.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's that time of year again when students up and down the land try and get elected for different roles at their universities. Most of them now try and get votes by making a music video, a different version of a popular song telling you to vote for them. I was getting a bit annoyed yesterday because people are starting to farm them out to professional singers to make sure that their video is really good. And that's not the point. A couple of years ago, they sounded like this. Vote George.
You need safety, vote for Georgie. Rent to landlord, know the score. Boost your CV, vote for Georgie. Volunteering and even more.
Vote George there, real passion, real soul, from the heart, and it's him singing. I feel that we're losing some of that now. Why aren't people singing on their songs themselves? Why are they making them too good? Listen to this one from yesterday. Kalani.
Call me on my cell phone. Ooh. Anytime you need support. Just send me an email. Anytime you need support. You should vote for Kalani. Hey. To be your support VP.
It's good, but that's not the point. I'm going to talk to someone now that has taken it back to basics with their election campaign video, or at least that's what they said on their email. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Scott.
You're all right?
Yeah, not bad. How are you?
I'm good. What do you think about the passion being lost in some of these really professional videos?
Well, I just don't think it's a true representation of who you are and what you stand for, and that's all about what the election is.
Do you know what? I want to hear the person that I'm going to vote for.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to vote for someone that to be VP support if they've got their professional friend who's a singer to sing on it.
I agree completely.
I want to hear them, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So what have you got for me?
Basically, what we've done is we pre-recorded all of our voices and written our own lyrics and then filmed it and mimed over the top of it. So it's all us singing.
Oh, OK, so you did like what they used to do on Glee.
Yeah, a little bit.
So you went into a recording studio to record it, but it is you singing?
Well, not a recording studio. We just sort of got a sort of like portable like recording thing that you plug into the computer and then just recorded us singing.
Okay, what, a phone?
Not a phone. I don't know what it's called. It's
a recording thing.
Like a mic pickup, yeah.
Okay.
But we weren't in the studio, we were just sitting in a conference room.
Oh, okay, so no recording studio, and it is you singing?
Yeah.
And then in the video, you mime along?
Yeah. Well, we thought that would be the best way to do it.
What university are you at?
Manchester Metropolitan University.
Yes, Manchester Met.
Yeah, Man Met.
Okay, Man Met. Right, so what have you got for me, please? Am I going to play this now? I've just been given this.
Yeah, we're called Manifesto, and we're running to be your officers.
Manifesto.
Yeah, not Manifesto.
Yeah, I know, I understand that, yeah. The ones I've been getting sent, Alex, are very professional. Now, you're sure I'd be able to hear your voices on this and that it's all you, yes?
Yes, 100%, all us.
Okay, I'm actually looking forward to someone that's taken it back to basics a bit, you know, like the true spirit of these student campaign videos.
Yeah, students, full students.
I'm looking forward to hearing this, okay. So how many people are singing on this?
And there's five of us, and we're each going for five different roles within the university.
Okay. And it becomes clear during the course of the song, does it?
Yes.
I can't wait for this. Okay, Alex, you ready?
Yeah.
Manifesto, let's go.
I'm that type that you vote for, student president. Class team that are always giving 100%, cause I know what the students need. Manchester 2 crew, I've got a great track record representing.
Sorry.
And I represent you.
Been around the uni, I speak the language.
Wow.
Policies don't need explaining. All you really need to understand is vote Manifesto.
Yeah, it's definitely you singing, isn't it?
Yeah. No mistake there.
Are you the lead vocalist there?
No, my bit's the 2 Chainz rap.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Never rapped before and it's blatantly obvious.
We'll get to your rap in a second, Alex, but first of all, let's hear about some of the things they're promising to do.
Oh no, supporting halls of residence, thus, love equality, oh trust. We can be eco-friendly, oh quattro.
Oh!
Activities!
Quattro. Activities! I like it. You've really taken it back to basics.
Yeah, I mean, I'm running for activities, so I really wanted to make everybody aware that we're fun and we're out there.
Is your rap next in the song?
It is, yeah.
Okay. All right, 2 Chainz.
Sports societies, many varieties, sold out events, you'd be glad you went.
Repping crew, what do you expect? Play the books now, you're gonna get wrecked.
Wanna get you all involved, but one community, get this problem solved.
New societies, hearing crew, keeping Wednesdays worthwhile, what do you wanna do?
This is what we want.
Anyway, Wednesday, I'm trying to get it free. If you wanna have your say, then vote for me.
Yeah, have you rapped since?
No.
Right.
Well, I did perform it live yesterday at the Students' Union, but other than that, no.
You did a live version?
Well, we did a lip sync battle, so...
Awesome.
Did it live.
That's so good. I like the video, actually. I'm just watching it now.
Yeah, thanks.
It's just good to know, Alex, that in Manchester and crew, there are some genuine artists still out there, you know?
Yeah.
People not afraid to sing and rap on their own Manifesto videos.
No, we're not scared.
Yeah, exactly. Respect to you.
Thanks.
Did you do it in one take, or did it take a long time?
We did a couple of takes, but pretty much all in one.
Pretty much all in one?
Yeah.
That is impressive.
I mean, there's a few outtakes at the end of where we definitely did a couple of takes. But other than that, yeah.
Good work, Alex.
Thank you very much.
Good to speak to you. And remember...
Manifesto.
Yeah, very good. Love you, bye.
Thank you so much. Love you, bye.
Singing so far behind.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So that is Zara Larsson. Zara Larsson there, who was timed up with Teeny Temper on the track Girls Like. It's brand new on Radio 1. Good that, I like. And now, here he is with more rolls in the bakery. It's Charlie Sloth.
Hey, fan, did you say I had more rolls in the bakery? That is rude. And you call Tiny Teeny, you're on one today, fam. Alarm. I can see from early doors. Call your man Teeny and say I got more rolls in the bakery. That is rude.
Hello there.
Hi there, Millsy. How are you?
I'm all right. You're sounding a lot better.
You're looking a lot better. You look like death last week, cuz, and you done breakfast the next day. I couldn't believe it.
I was in a bad way, Charlie. I thought it was all over for a while.
You look like you was in a bad way. I've never seen you look that rough. Normally, you look like you take care of yourself.
When I pale...
You was pale, bruv.
And then Grimmy goes off.
Yeah.
Nearly killed me. It's all fine. You all right?
I'm good, cuz I'm out here living the dream them way day.
You actually are, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Living the dream.
Every time I wave in the mirror, it waves back.
I enjoyed our little Twitter convo last night.
Oh, my gosh. We got the nation gassed, didn't it?
In it, though.
Gassed. Everyone was talking. Everyone's waiting for this massive announcement. People think that I'm about to make up another story. I'm not. This is the real deal.
Okay, so we've been waiting for this announcement. You said that you would announce it at 3:45 on this show.
Oh, 30 seconds.
Look at that. Let's do it now.
No.
Seriously?
There's people waiting. There's people that are going to come on at 3:44. 5 seconds left to five. 3:44:55. Is that right? Is that what I was looking for?
Are you really telling me that this is going to be worth actually wasting 30 seconds of radio
honestly,
one time?
Honestly, you know what? This is a massive, massive moment, especially for the One Extra audience. This guy has just dropped a masterpiece of an album, and this Fire in the Booth, I've tried to make happen for the last 5 years.
So it's someone on Fire in the Booth?
So someone is about to do a Fire in the Booth today.
It's 3:45. Tell us.
Right. So at 5:30 today on BBC Radio One Extra, we are dropping what is potentially the best Fire in the Booth ever.
Ever?
Ever. Now, there's over 400 Fire in the Booths. It's the biggest and most viewed freestyle platform in the world. That is a fact. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't.
That's right.
That's right. So, and today, because you know what? I watched it back today. And I got goosebumps. Why not?
This better be worth it.
It's worth it. Now, okay. For you, I'm not sure how much of a fan of this guy you are.
Mm.
But for the One Extra audience.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And the Saturday Night Rap Show audience on One Extra and Radio 1 on a Saturday night, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. is the biggest show. You don't want to miss it.
Mm-hmm.
This is huge. This is enormous. Have we got a drum roll or something? Or like some fireworks? I don't know. Something to make this sound a bit more epic.
Do you want to? Okay, I can probably do that for you, actually.
Yeah, thanks, Mills.
Okay. Are you ready then?
What you got? Did you just fart there?
No, it was my chair.
Are you sure? That sounded like a squeaky one.
It did sound like a little
it
one.
It did, you know?
But it wasn't, it was my chair. Okay. Let me try and do it again. Right. See if I can do it now.
All right, so at 5:30 today on BBC Radio One Extra, we have potentially the best Fire in the Booth ever.
Come on.
The drum roll was too slow, man. Wow. You've waited 24 hours to find out who this is. I can now reveal the Fire in the Booth dropping at 5:30 on BBC Radio 1 Extra is... Kano!
Kano?
Man, like Kano.
Is it?
Don't know. Just dropped one of the best albums of the decade, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah. Made in the Manor. It's out there right now. You should support it.
I was expecting after all that build up for you to say something stupid like you normally do.
Yeah.
But that's actually really happening,
isn't
it? That's
really happening.
For a change.
For a change.
Called your own bluff there, haven't you? That's one. Okay, so let's play today's Real or No Real. Kano on Fire in the Booth. Sick. 5:30 on One Extra.
Zayn Malik's track listing for his new album was inspired by his Who's Online section of MSN from 2005.
Don't know whether you've seen the Zayn Malik track listing. Is that your bag?
I actually like Zayn. He's the homie. He's coming to do a Fire in the Booth, actually.
Is he?
Jokes. Yeah, he is.
Is he, though?
Well, he wants to. Oh. And his team are in discussion with
having trouble fitting me in, are you?
Kind of, yeah, you know, man like Kano.
I mean, if Zayn comes knocking, you don't, like, you just got to...
No, well, Zayn, I like Zayn. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he is cool.
He's a nice guy.
But you're telling me that you're too busy for Zayn Malik?
No, we're going to make it happen.
Right.
It's okay. Just, you know, working out our schedules. Because he wants to do it when there's nobody here.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, he wants to do it, like, late at night.
Yeah.
Just me and him roll through, little vibe, 1-2 bottles of bubbly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Catch a vibe.
So he's bringing the Prosecco, is he?
We don't do Prosecco around here, because...
I knew you were going to say that.
No Prosecco, fam.
All right, Carver, then.
More baby sham, to be honest.
Okay, good. So I don't know if you've seen Zane's track listing, but it does look a bit like your MSN, your instant messenger there, if you remember that. Do you remember, like, when everyone had all the different fonts, you'd have, like, capital letters going on halfway through the word and that.
How old was he in 2005?
Not very. Well, I don't know, like, how old have he been? Like, 10?
10. How old is he? What's his real age?
No. Is he, like, 22, 23?
Do you know what's funny? Yesterday.
Like you.
It's not, I'm 28. I was actually, I was in a car. And my daughter turned around to me and she's like, oh my God, Dad, you're on famousbirthdays.com. I was
right.
Like, sick, don't know. So I was in there, top 10 DJs in the UK on Famous Birthday. So I started searching other people. There's a lot of people on the network that weren't
on
the site.
Yeah.
Milsey was on the site.
Is it?
On the site, bruv.
Sorry, it sounds like I farted again. But
you're one of the most famous people on the site.
Am I?
It's mad. Like, you're like top three broadcasters in the world on the site. And there's some sick broadcasters on there.
That's surely some.
Look it up. I was gassed. I was
surely
like,
some mistake.
Nice.
What is it called again?
Famousbirthdays.com.
Oh,
or celebritiesbirthdays.com. One of them. Have a look at it. It's all sick, right, bruv.
Thank you.
And you got multiple pictures as well. I only got one picture. They've given you multiples. And they said you're worth around, I think it was 8 million. I was like, wow! I was going to ask for a little loan today. I can't lie.
I definitely need to see that. That's not verified. Zay Malik's track listing for his new album was inspired by his Who's Online section of MSN from 2005. I've seen the track listing. I like it. There's a song called Lucozade on the album. That's with a little L, and a massive U, then a small C, then a big O, then a small Z. You get the picture.
What are the things in the background? They look like, you know.
What, on the background of the album
picture, of the album, what are they? Am I allowed to say what that is? No.
No, please don't. Please don't.
Why would he put that on the back cover?
I don't know.
Is that though, right?
Yeah, it looks like it. Anyway, real or no real, I'm saying real. Yes, it is his Who's Online section at MSN.
I can't get over the fact he's put tadpoles on the back of his album cover.
Amazing, isn't it?
It's incredible.
Real or no real?
Real.
That one is no real.
No, but it does look like it could be with the names of songs and the fonts used. Everyone had a weird name, remember? And next!
On his staycation today, Chris Stark wanted to visit an aquarium, but went to his local garden centre instead as a cheaper alternative.
I can see Starkey doing this. He's a penny pincher. A penny pincher.
Is he?
He is, isn't he? He proper is. He does not like spending money at all.
What gives you that impression?
You know, when you go to a shop and something costs 99p, like, if you give someone a pound, I'm not waiting for more than 5 seconds for that penny.
No?
I'm like, put it in the charity box.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
Good man.
I was at the shop across the road from New Broadcasting House. He was waiting at the till, causing a queue for like 5 pence chains. I was devastated. I remember once, went for a drink with Starkey, and I bought a round, and I was like...
You're round.
Kind of like, you're round, bro. That's, I didn't want to say it. I was like, ooh, thirsty. Oosh. He's like, oh, it's that a time. Got to go. I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Penny pincher.
Would he go to a garden centre? Do they have fish instead of an aquarium?
They do have fish.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'm saying that's... I'm going for real, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I'm going for real as well. I can see it all day long.
Especially after what you just told me.
Yeah. So,
that one is real.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Chris worked out that you can see fish for free at your local garden centre. No need to buy an expensive aquarium ticket there. The fish are going to be quite limited, though, aren't they? You're not going to have dolphins in the garden centre, are they?
Just straight carp. Straight carp.
Couple of carp. That's all we wanted to see. What a money-saving expert. He's taking over the role left off there from Matt Edmondson. And finally...
A town in northern Italy holds a pizza-throwing competition to celebrate the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay. So this is pizza-throwing. Once again, we're mentioning food. I'll tell you what, you would have loved today's show.
Really?
So much food's been mentioned. Chris Stark was on buying his nana full-on Chinese on a Tuesday lunchtime.
You can't do Chinese for lunch.
Well, she's still asleep.
Well, I had a lovely Ruth Murray last night, actually.
Did you?
Do you know what? I spent over 100 quid.
Oh, my
Listen,
word.
Take away. Do you know what?
Is it just for you?
No, it wasn't. But it worked out that there was like three courses for each person. And obviously every person didn't want three courses. But I didn't want to make myself look greedy. I didn't know what to go for. So I got the lamb madras.
Yeah.
I got the tandoori whole chicken. And I got the chicken tikka pieces as well. And I got the sheet kebab. Because I didn't know what I wanted.
So you got it all.
Well, I had the chicken tikka pieces left over. And I thought, ooh, a bit of lunch tomorrow, a little bit of salad, a bit of the mint sauce, splash. Good. Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
Chicken smelt rank this morning.
Did it?
Yeah, and my fart game has been outrageous, honestly. Do you know what? I'm not going to tell that story, but yeah. No, it's outrageous.
Always comes down to that,
outrageous.
£100 on a
yeah,
takeaway.
Yeah, there was loads left over. Loads, like, everyone else only ate one.
You thing. Are in a different league to the rest of us, aren't you? Aren't you?
It was really nice. And they gave me this, like, I don't even know what it was, some lamb thing in rice, yeah, on the house. But.
Well, we've gone through the whole menu now. So is there a pizza throwing competition in Northern Italy to celebrate the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles? You do hear about these kind of weird competitions, so I'm going to say real.
Well, you know, obviously, that I'm Italian from Northern Italy.
You are?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
What?
You knew that.
Right, it's nearly time to wheel you
no,
out.
No, I am from Northern Italy.
But you're not, though.
I am from Napoli.
You're not?
I am from...
You're from Camden.
Yes, I am from Camden. That is right, Scott.
Yeah?
But my heritage is Italian.
Well, that's not... Sloth is not an Italian name.
No.
Is it?
No, it's Slofferano.
Right, I don't even want to know the answer. Wheel him out.
What do you mean, wheel me out?
Wheel him out.
No, I'm not answering the question.
I don't even care.
You don't care that I'm Italian.
Stop.
Where do you think I get
up.
These exotic looks from? My Mediterranean.
By the way, that was
handsome, gorgeous.
That was no real. Hey, wait, bye bye.
Get back in, man. I haven't finished yet.
And wheeled out again. Hey. Good. That was that one was real. By the way, it's in. Oh, no, it's no real, sorry. There's a pizza-throwing competition in Las Vegas, but nothing to do with the Turtles, in case you're interested. Those are Tuesday's Best Bits. We're back tomorrow for a Bumbleo Wednesday from 1 on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.